Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Ayin Bet Amud Aleph at the bottom. About to take a look at this, the fourth Mishnah of the fourth Perek. Behemah Mekasha Leleid. Something of a long Mishnah here. Behemah Mekasha Leleid. Votzi Ubari Tedov Chatacha. Chakach Shachat Etimo. Abbasar Tahor. Okay, and this is something, by the way, that we've seen in the first half of this Mishnah already. If Bema is having difficulty in giving birth, and the Ubar stuck, let's say, a leg out, and the owner cut it off, and then shechted the mother, Habasar Tahor. That Basar is not edible, but it's Tahor. The lamb, the leg. Shachat et imo v'chakar chatacha, but if you shechted the mother first and then cut it off, Habasar magan nevela diver meir. The rest of the Ubar is tameh because it's touching a nevela, which is the leg that was out. That actually has a status of something touching a trefa which has been properly shechted, which means it's not tameh, but there is some impact to that. We'll see that later on. Now, what's the argument? Chachamim argue as follows: just like if you have a trefa, but you shecht it properly, it now makes it no longer tameh, and it doesn't have tumat nevela. Same thing with shechting an animal, should then cleanse this aver, so the aver itself is only a trefa, and then the part inside that's touching it before you cut it off, or as you cut it off, is now maga trefa. Amar Meir. Meir came back and said, "Lo imti harashchita trefa uta davar shebegufa." I understand that an animal that itself is a trefa, and you shecht it, so it keeps it from being a nevela, that's because it's its own body. But how can it be metaher, something that's not its own body, which is the animal that's separate? And as we'll find out throughout the parak, Rameir really is of the opinion that certainly a full-term embryo is an independent piece. He even rejects the idea of a ben pkua and says, therefore, that if an animal is found, we'll see this later on, at full term, alive inside, then shchita ta'em does not matir it, and needs its own shchita. Now, minayim the trefa shchita ta matarata, Meir asks even further, how do I know in general that if you shech the trefa, that it keeps it from being in a vela? After all, be'matme asur abachila, af trefa asur abachila, after all, a pig is asur, and a trefa's osur. Ma be'matmei ayin shechita tameh tarata, just like a pig or a camel or any other animal that's tameh, if you shecht it, it doesn't change that status, and it's still in the ve'la, by the way. Af trefa lo tetaren ashechita ta. So trefa should also be that way. So he's assailing the general premise here. So the answer that we give back is lo, imamarta be'matmei ayin shelo aytala shata kosher. A pig, a camel, never had a moment that it was okay. Tomar b'trefa shtala shata kosher, but a trefa used to be okay, then something happened to it. So tolacha masheveta, but if that's the case, you're going to hurt yourself, because harishinolda trefa minabetan, let's say an animal was born as a trefa, born with a hole in its lung, minayin, so then you have one that's very much like a tmeya, why should shchita help it? So the answer is lo, imamartam ima tmeya shekin in b'mina shchita. But a b'ma tmeya, there are no pigs that can be shechted. But a trefa does have other cows, other sheep that can be shechted. This one never could be because it was born a trefa. Okay, last piece is ben shmoneh chai. Ben shmoneh means that it was not full term. In human terms, it would be an eighth month baby. Ein shechitato mitaharato. So even if you shechted, it doesn't matar it from the status of nevela if it's a trefa. V'she'en mino shechita, because 8-month-olds aren't shechted. It's because they don't live, generally. Now, the original question is, Amai. Tumat Beit HaStorim here. Amai goes on, Rabbi Kiva, Meir and Chachamim, saying that contact with the Aver to the Ubar inside is meaningful contact. Our question is, why would that be? After all, it's Beit HaStorim. Tumat Beit HaStorim lo matamya. Any Tuma inside a body is not Tame. So, Lemer of Meir Latame, perhaps Rabbi Meir is following his own reasoning, that Nan, Shlosha, Shlosha, Shenechlak, we have a Mishnah that says if you have a garment that's only three tfachim by three tfachim that got separated, Tahor mina midras, it no longer has Tumat midras, meaning Tumat that if a zav or a nida or a zavah sit on it, or recline on it, even if it's under a bunch of things, it's tamei, a special kind of tumat called tumat midras, because anything small in 3x3 is too small for that. Aval tamei magam midras, to Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, nonetheless, it's tamei magam midras, because originally it was part of a 3x3, And therefore, it had contact with something that was midras, just like here. V'tanya Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef disagreed. V'chei midras nagaze, but there was no midras yet. It was just a 3x3. Nothing touched it yet. El she'im nagabo zav she'tamei magazav. He said there is no midras here. It got torn up before there was any midras, and now it's too small. But if a zav touches it, then magazav applies to something much smaller. So lav itmar Allah, don't we have a comment on that? Amar ula lo shanu elosh losha losha shenechlak. Their disagreement is only about a very small thing, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, which means if you cut it, it's now smaller than any beged that has a din beged. Aval shalosh al shalosh habaot mi beged gadol. But if you have 3x3, sorry, that was 3x3 tvachim. But if you have 3x3 etzpaot that come from a larger beged, when they're separated from the larger beged, they get tuma, meaning as something separates, it's considered to be separate and have contact. The contact is the part that's still connected. So the same thing, when the leg is being cut away from the rest of the ubar, it now has tuma that it gets from the ubar. That's Ula's take. Ravina Mar, Beged Lav Lachatichakai. A Beged is not about to be cut up. Ubar Lachatichakai, but an Ubar is supposed to be cut up. Which is why it's not in opposition to the piece that we saw earlier about the Beged. V'chol Ha'omed Lachtoch Kechatuch Tami. Anything that's gonna be cut is considered as if it's already cut. Keman Kerab Meir. And that follows Rav Meir. Dinan, Kol Yadot HaKelim Shein Arukot V'atid L'Katzitzan. Let's say you have handles on a kli which are too long and you intend to cut them off. Matpil an makom midah. All you have to do is be matpil the kli up until the place where you're going to cut it off, because the rest is as if it's not there. Rabbi Yuno Omer Adjiat Pilat Kulo, which means Rav Meir, who is the author of the first part, says, if something's going to be cut off, it's like it's not there. So it's the same thing here. So afilu temer rabbanan. No, you can even say rabbanan would agree. Chiburei achlin kaman demefarti dami. Food are all particles, and therefore parts of food that are together are considered like separate. Unigi mahadari. Therefore, the leg is touching the rest of the ubar. Now, bishtamalu ulah hinu v'ani chatacha. According to ulah, I understand why it said chatacha. Avina mech chatacha. The answer is ani tana reisha chatacha. Na tana misefa chatacha. It's parallel construction with the first part. Now, at the Mishnah, said, "Chal mamim magat treifa shchuta." As I mentioned, the Mishnah treifa shchuta mimetami. There is no tumah of treifa shchuta. What does that mean? The answer is, "In kavod Shmuel, dama vod Shmuel treifa shchata mitama b'muktashin." Even though when you shecht the treifa, you save it from being in a vela, it still does have tumah. It still has tumah in the area of kodashim. We will pause at this point, and we're going to pick it up in the next podcast and finish our analysis of the Mishnah and take a look at Rav Meir and Chachamim's discussion about it. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.